ಆಸಸಾನ ವೈವೃತ್ಯ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನ್ಯಾಸಿಸ ಆತ್ಮನ ನ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ವೃತ್ಯ ಸ್ವಾಮ್ಯಂ ಇಷ್ಯನ್ಯೋ ರಾತಿಚಾಸಿಸ. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಪರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎ ಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಕ್ಕೆ. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್. ಎ ಸರ್ವೆಂಟ್ ಹೂ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಪ್ರಾಫಿಟ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ ಈಸ್ ಸರ್ಟನ್ಲಿ ನಾಟ್ ಎ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫೈಡ್ ಸರ್ವೆಂಟ್ ಆರ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ. ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ಎ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ ಹೂ ಬೆಸ್ಟೋಸ್ ಬೆನಿಡಿಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ಇಸ್ ಸರ್ವೆಂಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಟು ಮೈಂಟೈನ್ ಎ ಪ್ರೆಸ್ಟೀಜಿಯಸ್ ಪೊಸಿಷನ್ ಆಸ್ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ನಾಟ್ ಎ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್. ರಿಪೀಟ್. A servant who desires material profits from his master is certainly not qualified or pure devotee. Similarly, a master who bestows benedictions upon his servant because of a desire to maintain a prestigious position as master is also not a pure master. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, kama is tair huta jnana prapadyante anya devata. Those whose minds are distorted by material desires surrender unto demigods. A demigod cannot become master, but the real master is the supreme personality of Godhead. The demigods, to keep their prestigious position, bestow upon their worshippers whatever benediction the worshippers want. For example, once it was found that an asura took a benediction from Lord Shiva, by which the asura would be able to kill someone simply by placing his hand on that person's head. Such benedictions are possible to receive from demigods. If one worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, the Lord will never offer him such condemned benedictions. On the contrary, it is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Yashyaham anugrunami arishya taddanam sanai. He wants too materialistic, but at the same time wants to be servant of the Supreme Lord. The Lord, because of his supreme compassion for the devotee, takes away all his material opulences and obliges him to be a pure devotee of the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj distinguishes between the pure devotee and the pure master. The Lord is the pure master, the supreme master, whereas an unalloyed devotee with no material motives is the pure servant. One who has materialistic motivations cannot become a servant, and one who unnecessarily bestows benedictions upon his servant to keep his own prestigious position is not a real master. So, you would like to speak 10 minutes? Anyway, this Balram Das, he has come from a tough preaching field, which is the Western countries. People generally, it's a Christian country. So most of the times in Kali Yuga, people want to maintain their flock more than searching for the truth. People want to... People who are not very mature, such people, they are manipulated by others. People who are not very strong or determined, they go by the mentality of the mob. Generally, like how oftentimes we hear that what will people think about me If I shave my head, what will people say? If I give up tea and coffee, what will my friends think? What will my relatives think? And the fact is, how can you say what others are thinking? And no matter how you try to make people happy, it is not possible, because mental flat form. Mental flat form, our moods change, our interests change, our loyalties change. And the modes of material nature, there is always a competition, as Bhagavad Gita says. So, we cannot satisfy our own body and mind because we don't know what tomorrow our body demands. We don't know what will be our thoughts tomorrow. Manorade na dhasati davato bahi. The Bhagavatam says, mental platform means go on shifting thoughts. And senses are fickle, mind is fickle, and when you want to satisfy others, it will never be done. It is said, you may satisfy one person, but is it possible to satisfy all persons? Clash of interest. Father wants something, mother wants something, brother wants something. It is not possible. Similarly, as Prabhupada, they mentioned in the purport, the demigods, they themselves are Sakam Bhaktas. Demigods are devotees, but why did they attain power in this material world? They wield some power. The demigods, different powers delegated to different demigods. So, people become attracted to demigods because they want particular benefits from a particular demigod. And the demigods, they, by giving benedictions, they want to keep their followers so that they can continue to get worship. Although they know, like in the Govardhan Leela, the Indra knows, but momentarily, it is always said, power brings infatuation. Absolute power, it corrupts a person. Because you think there is no one above me. So there is only one person, God, with all his supreme power, because he is repository, he is the storehouse of all good qualities. So, other than the Supreme Lord, no one is capable of maintaining his balance unless we are blessed by Krishna. So that's why, because when you become servant of Krishna, you are satisfied. Then you can maintain balance. You will not be puffed up when you get things. You know that this is the grace of God. And you know, this is given to me to serve him, to serve others. Not that I have become a great man. Similarly, when Krishna takes away something, devotees don't become depressed. Because they know that whatever the Lord does is for my good. So, especially in the material world, where we are conditioned, where we are influenced by others, so it is very difficult to be a man with cool head. The envy, the jealousy, the pride. Because everyone wants to be in the top. Everyone wants to be the best. And this is not in our hands. And it is all relative world. So people are always in tension, always in fear, always worried what others will think about me. So a devotee of the Lord, why people cover up? Why people lie? Because they don't want to admit the truth. Because I will become low in the eyes of the others, so we want to cover up. So about a devotee, it is said, a devotee, he appreciates others and he finds faults in himself. That is the name. Whereas the non-devotee, he wants to cover up his faults and wants to point out the faults of others to show that I am better. Actually, everyone in this world is fallen. We are fallen from the spiritual world and we took on a material body and we are tossed by the waves of the material nature. So, we are in a very position of embarrassment, and it is not easy. Krishna says, Daivi Yesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Dvaratya Mamyave Prapadyanti Mayam Yatam Tarantati. Now I was thinking, when I opened that branch opening, if they asked me to give a little message, what should I say? I was thinking. So, I thought I should tell them that people are only interested in Artha and Kama. People are interested in economic development, sense gratification, but that way you will find the world to be full of problems. Human life without dharma and moksha. A person who aims on moksha, immediately he is concerned about punya and papa. He is concerned, once you aim, your aim is moksha, immediately, you know, your understand changes. So I am here for a while, I am going to go. So, I am in a temporary place, I have to go. If I want to go to eternal place, how should I prepare? So people have to aim at moksha. That way, people don't become greedy, people don't become envious, and people are afraid of sinful life, and people want to do something for others because I have to go. So let me utilize my time, intelligence and resources so that even if I don't go back to Godhead, at least I'll gain some punya, paiti. But if one has the good fortune of coming in contact with a devotee of the Lord, you transcend punya and papa also. So, and dharma. Dharma. Like Prabhupada defines dharma. Dharma means Kaliya Dharma is chanting Hare Krishna. Human beings, if they have to live like human beings, it is imperative, it is compulsory. I oftentimes tell people, how many hours are there in a day? 24 hours. No, there are only 22 hours. 2 hours, dharma. Without that, your whole life is gone. So, people should have some idea about what is dharma. and people should not think this world is all in all, but we have to move on. And if you don't properly live life according to scriptures, the chances that you are losing the good opportunity of human life to go down, devolution. So here, when we are in this temporary world, that's our philosophy is called simple living and high thinking. Just be satisfied, don't go for too much economic development and get exhausted and get sinful and become more greedy. All things happen. If you don't understand your life in the context of the overall picture, you know? So here Prahlad Maharaj is saying that human life is meant just for developing love for God. Don't worry about material needs, because the material needs, they are already arranged, and as you become a devotee, decorated with good qualities, unasked, without saying, everything will be added to your life. That is what ISKCON is trying to do. Try to become devotees, you will get good qualities. And naturally, as Bhagavad Gita says, Urdhvam Gashyanti Sattvastha. When you become a good person, like we are not doing bhakti to get more money, we are not doing bhakti for getting more facilities, we are not doing bhakti for fame and recognition, we are doing bhakti because it is our constitutional position. And as you are becoming good in life, even though you don't ask, the reputation and the facilities come because you are satisfied with devotion. You don't become proud or you don't lose track. So the business of life is how to keep Krishna in the center, so that you are a simple person, you are a selfless person, and your life will be an example for others, because people don't know who should be our role model. People want to be like Tendulkar, people want to be like Amitabh Bachchan, people want to be like Modi, and if you want to be like Prahlad Maharaj, how can we be Prahlad Maharaj? Very difficult. But when you see Prabhupada, the practical down-to-earth man, he is in these times, and how he lived his life. So, because Narad, Prahlad, all too many mystical and too many unbelievable things, you know, I'll put you in the oil and nothing happens to you, can you believe that? No. So, you need really practical devotees. Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, Prabhupada, they are there. So now you know. So if I follow their instructions and if I remain loyal to their teachings, it is possible that even in this day and age of Kali, you can live a dignified, pure life of a devotee. So I would like. So I started the talk saying that he is coming from America. Are you all curious to know how spiritual life, there are some devotees like him, and American society, their values and their culture, and there are some people who are trying to propagate movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We speak for 5-10 minutes in the mission.
Actually, my ISKCON conference is generally started in this temple actually. Actually, Maharaj is the one who introduced me and Rajasekhar to ISKCON first. So Rajasekhar was first introduced, and then through him I was introduced to ISKCON. So I am very much thankful to Maharaj, because without his mercy I could not have been in this position. And this temple was not there. There was near, just near where Prasadam is being served, there were no walls. And that's where Rajasekhar and his mother used to live there. So every time I come to India, I used to go and stay with Rajasekhar for 3-4 days in the same place. So I still remember how this temple is developed now so much. It's all just pure devotional service. There is nothing else that is possible that to get this big temple. Because I know Maharaj and Rajasekhar, they don't go after money. They don't go and ask for money and all these things. So with their mercy, I got introduced to Krishna consciousness with the same attitude, you know. So we went to US. So where we live right now, it is very difficult to actually to propagate Krishna consciousness in America. Exactly where I live, my house, and beside my house is there is a Christian. He is like, Orthodox Christian, you know. So they don't like this Indian philosophy or Indian gods and all that. So I am legally allowed to do programs in my home. So we do program every Friday from 7 to 9. So Godrej Gopal's Fund School is taking care by Mataji, my wife. And then we are discussed, same time we discuss Bhagavad Gita study, new power study program. So, but my neighbor was so upset, he was not willing to cooperate at all. He says, yeah, no.
Not open-minded.
He's Orthodox Christian. He simply wants me to stop programs. So one day when Rompal Swami visited our home, he was doing program in the home. While he was doing program in the home, and he came and argued with me, why are you doing program here? So I came outside, I let Maharaj continue his program, so I came out, so what's the problem? I said, you are not supposed to do this program. Okay, please complain to police. I was not scared at all, because at that time I don't know it was legal or not legal. Only thing I know is, I am doing for Krishna. So Krishna, we also have Jagannath Baldev Subhadra DDC in our home. So I know Lord Jagannath will take care of everything. So I said, please complain to police. So police came to our home, and program is going on inside. I did not allow police to inside. Nobody knows what is happening outside. So I talked to police and I explained what I am doing. And police told my neighbor, whatever I am doing is legal. So my neighbor has to keep quiet. And then he did not stop there. Next day he went to city. And he complained to city. And city officer came to my home. And he also legalized program now. Now I know it's legal. Now I don't need to even worry about him. So now we do even more programs there. And then he was not stopped there, and he went further, he went to our association, like there is a homes which are in the community, there is an association. So he went and complained to association, so that you know association can stop what I am doing. Association replied to him, whatever is city saying, final. So you go to city, and city says he is legal, he can continue to do it.
But so, you are not disturbing them.
No, we are not disturbing them, but still, because we park cars.
They don't want to hear the sound of
no, sound also won't go his home. But he's just envious. So he's just envious. He's envious of our Krishna consciousness movement. So like this, there are so many obstacles in America. Very difficult to go and preach. But if we have mercy of the Srila Prabhupada and Guru, we can easily propagate this message anywhere. And if we can speak, we can preach in America, here it is very easy. At least, you know, here people are open and receptive. And there they are not receptive at all. And fortunately, in America, many Indians are not so much interested. But many Americans are much interested. So, I'll give an example. One of the devotee who is aspiring for Radhana Swami, he comes to our programs. So, he cries for devotional service. His wife does not support him. Like in America, you know, wife does not support him, she will give divorce. But, you know, one day he met Devikanandan Prabhu and then asked his advice. He said, no, no, you should not give divorce, but somehow or other maintain your spiritual life in such a way that everything will go on nicely. So with so much struggle, but he does a lot of devotional service. So with all the blessings of Prabhupada and Guru and Gauranga, we cannot do anything else. So all that is happening in Minneapolis, there are only 6 families. Like this, you know, very few families, few devotees, but we can do so many big things. Not problem at all. We are only 6 families. Total community was supported by only 6 families. We do Janmashtami, Ramanavami, almost like 300, 400 people will come. Only the six families cook for all those people. And also we do Ratha Yatra, almost 500, 600 people will come. And only six families support. So why? Because it's only these six families are very dedicated and determined to serve and convinced about Srila Prabhupada's philosophy. So that's why we are able to do those things. But you know, all the credit goes to Maharaj and Rajasekhar, because without the mercy of Maharaj, I could not know about Prabhupada at all. It's only because of Maharaj we were able to, I was able to connect to Prabhupada. So that's why every time I come to India, last time only I did not come, but every time I come to India, I always visit this temple, no matter what.
So
we both were classmates for 10 years, almost together, we lived together. And so it's all, you know, Krishna's plan is how, we don't know. So Rajasekhar and myself were classmates, and in every grade, from, you know, from polytechnic 4 years and then B.Tech 4 years, every time either Rajasekhar comes college first or I come college first. If he comes first, I come second. I come first, he comes second. So this is how we always compete each other, but we are very good friends. I know his family, mother, father and everybody. But one thing I was always very proud of compared to Rajasekhar was, Rajasekhar was eating meat and all that at that time, you know. So I was feeling I never ate meat from my childhood. So I was very happy that, oh, I am better than Rajasekhar. But see what happened now, Rajasekhar. Rajasekhar is better than me. He is far better than me. So he is serving deities and he is serving the temple. The amount of service you people do, it is nothing, because we have so many facilities, right? In America, so much facilities are there. But here, with little facilities, you are all doing a great job, actually, you know. But my credit, everywhere, wherever I go, I always mention about Maharaj. Because without his mercy, I can never connect to Srila Prabhupada. So the way how we got introduced to ISKCON is that we have an evening college in Anantapur, JNTU, B.Tech college. When we are going to college, whenever we don't have college, we go and just sit in Sungeri Sarada Peet. There is a goddess of Saraswati temple. We go and sit there and we just listen Harikatha. Myself, Rajasekhar and three other devotees, three other classmates. We just go and listen Harikatha. One day Maharaj fortunately came and he was doing Harinam there, in that same temple. And Rajasekhar was eating meat, was watching movies, four movies in a week. He's so much attached to like that. And he met Maharaj on that day. Evening he met, I remember very well. He met Maharaj. After he met Maharaj, he stopped everything from next day. No meat eating, no intoxication, nothing, no movies, nothing. From morning to evening he started reading Bhagavad Gita. How it is possible? Because it's only purity of the Maharaj. Because when you come in contact with pure devotee like Maharaj, I was shocked when I heard Rajasekhar completely stopped everything. He's only reading Bhagavad Gita from morning to evening. But Maharaj is so practical also. You know what happened? Rajasekhar left everything and he went to Kurukshetra. He didn't finish his studies. And I know his family also very struggled, so much struggle to make them education and everything. They were having like two buffaloes. Out of that milk, they were able to maintain his brother. His brother already joined Ramakrishna Math. Now Rajasekhar left all the studies and he went to Kurukshetra. So because I know them very well, so I wrote a letter to Maharaj saying that now who will take care of their parents? But even before my letter reached Maharaj, Maharaj sent Rajasekhar back. Abrupt change in devotional service, just coming to devotional service, leaving all everything, our studies and everything, suddenly jump into devotional service, that is not practical. You go back, you finish your studies, then you come back. So at that time he did not study third year exams at all.
So fourth year, he wrote both third year and fourth year exams and he became college first. And then, but his goal was very clear in his mind that I want to become devotee of Lord. So in that 1 year period, he was writing letters to his brother. He changed his brother to his ISKCON philosophy. His brother came out of Ramakrishna Mutt, and then somehow or other he talked to Maharaj, an arrangement made that he, his brother and his mother and father started taking care of this temple. So this temple has only no walls, small where Dhanam is being served, no walls, nothing, and they were living in that place. So I always feel, you know, very happy when I come here, because without their mercy I cannot be in this position. So I took initiation from Sri Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj from Rajkot. Of course I took the permission of Maharaj also before I took initiation. So that's what I wanted to share. So just, you know, don't take devotional service for granted. Maya is so powerful, you know, outside Maya, as soon as you go out, Maya is always trying to attack. Even pure devotees I have seen in Minneapolis, who was initiated, who was second initiated, and who was well versed in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. But just one day, just puffed up, one day, he is now in Maya completely. Initiated devotee. So that's why we have to be very careful. Always, you know, take the blessings of Maharaj. Actually, you are so fortunate because you are able to see Maharaj every day. And, you know, I normally interact with Maharaj through emails. But whenever I come to India, I always come and take the blessings of Maharaj. So you are all very fortunate. So please continue whatever you are doing, because life is very short. Anytime we can, our bodies, you know, can decay and then we can leave this body anytime. I just want to share something from Srila Prabhupada's, because today Maharaj was reading from Prahlad's prayers. So I want to share this one nice thing that, you know, Prabhupada mentioned about So I just, this is from Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada's one of the purport, one of the lecture. Suppose you are in this Krishna consciousness society, now you cannot expect that all the members of the society will be the first class men. You cannot expect everybody the first class devotee. How can we expect? We are collecting members of the society from all classes of men, all classes of men. So there may be a man in goodness, a man in the passion, and a man in the ignorance. But if you think, oh, this man is not good, that man is not good, oh no, you should be tolerant. You haven't got any connection with this man or that man. You are connected with the philosophy, with the process of life, and you are connected just with the same example. Suppose you are on the ship. You do not find just all men to your choice. There may be different kinds of men, but what is that you? You have to cross the Atlantic Ocean, patiently cross. Just sit down tightly on the ship and take advantage of the opportunity, that is your business. So basically this is from, this was the lecture was given from the verse Srimad Bhagavatam 7.13.42. The verse goes like this, Naham nindena chastvami Svabhava vishmam janam etesham shreya asase utaiktam mahatmani. So this is Avadhuta is teaching Prahlad. When Prahlad was walking, he encounters Avadhuta and Avadhuta starts preaching to him. He says different, Avadhuta says, I am very peaceful. I am always peaceful. And Prahlad finds amazing, how you are always peaceful? What is the reason behind this? Then Avadhuta replies, this translation goes like this. Different people have different mentalities. Therefore, it is not my business either to praise them or to blaspheme them. I only desire their welfare, hoping that they will agree to become one with the super soul, the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna. So among all of us, right, among all of you, Everybody, like our Guru Maharaj says, Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj says, don't underestimate anyone among you. One person might be doing very good service. One person might be doing deity worship. But one person might be doing cleaning outside. But our Guru Maharaj says, everybody is equal. Because everybody has some unique power, our Guru Maharaj says. So we must always cooperatively do service to Krishna. Because everybody has some strength. He has strength to clean and wash utensils. But he has the strength to do deity worship. And somebody has strength to speak nicely. Somebody else has strength to do preaching. And somebody else has strength to do nice kirtan. But in front of Jagannath, everybody is equal. There is nobody is more, nobody is different. Like Prahlad Maharaj says, Avadhuta says here, everybody has different mentalities. And according to their mentality and mental condition, they will take up that particular service and they do that service. So with that, I'll just stop here. So thank you very much. You know, I am not very qualified to speak. Just because Maharaj requested me to speak, I spoke. Normally, I don't speak in front of Maharaj. But somehow Maharaj requested me in the yesterday also. So thank you very much. Actually, for Mataji's, Maharaj told about, Mataji's came from Haryana, right? You're all from Haryana and you dedicated your life here. And we are really thankful to you. Because I don't know how much dedication that you have. It is difficult to preach in America, but facilities are good. But the problem is nobody will come. When we try to go and preach, nobody come forward to hear. Even to get, you know, 6, 8, 10 families from Indian background also, it's very difficult. Because everybody goes morning 9 o'clock, evening 7 o'clock, and everybody has TV, everybody has gadgets, and everybody wants to enjoy their life. So there is no time for anybody to come and sit, listen Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam. Somehow or other, my Guru Maharaj actually gave strict instruction that we also have Jagannath Baldev Subhadra deities, and actually turbans actually made from Iskan Nellore only. We took turbans from here only last 2 years back, around 1.5 years back. You might know, Mataji, I don't know. Somebody made from here. So I can show the pictures. We just did, because when we travel, we keep in some other devotees' home. So this is, you can show this. Deities pictures. Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. Just, you know, get hold of Maharaj's lotus feet. And you don't need to worry. You will cross the ocean of this material world easily. Because Maharaj is so pure, you people do not know. I just told, right, one meeting, how Rasekhar changed everything. How is it possible in just one meeting? One day evening he met, next day everything stopped. How is it possible? If not Maharaj, it's not possible. And unique quality of Maharaj is so simple. He doesn't care, you know, whether you are highly qualified or low qualified. Maharaj embraces everybody. From even in Anandapur also, devotees, non-devotees, he doesn't care. He embraces everybody and then he dances with everybody and he welcomes everybody. But that kind of sannyasis you find very few in ISKCON. There are other sannyasis also, but very few you find like that. Otherwise, if you take some other sannyasis, you cannot even access to them. You cannot even go near to them. You have to go to their counselors, and counselors, when they give their mercy, then we can see Maharaj. But here, you have access to Maharaj from morning to evening, 24 hours. So, please take advantage of, you know, just catch hold of his lotus feet. And he will take back definitely to Vaikuntha. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.